Okay, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Kadege Fue. I'm from University of Georgia. I'm a graduate student. I'm here to present visual detection using pixel-based algorithm and stereo camera for cotton picking robot. Actually, this system, what it does is just to model the weight you follow by using a camera. Now, why do we need to do this project? Actually, currently we're using RTK GPS to navigate, but we want to add value to a robotic system so that it can use also a camera or stereo camera to navigate. Now, why do we use a stereo camera? Because a stereo camera, first, is simple and very cost-effective. And there are other options that you can use, and you know, with self-driving cars, they're using actually LiDAR, most of those systems, and a few like Tesla, they're using RGB cameras. Now, with the RGB camera, you get three dimension, which is XY image, and then you get the depth, which is very important on determining the distance of each object out of from the camera. Now, this is very important, especially for robotic applications. We envision a robot to work like how a human being does work. Now, a human being, if you tell a human being to go to harvest by hand, can do like you can. You don't need a GPS for something. Just you need to see, and you can go through it, and you can do your job. But with the images, the cameras, there are some challenges, like sharpness of the image. When there's a lot of plants, there is occlusion, and you cannot see the rows well. And an even growth of canopy and height of the plants can be a challenging task. I'll show you what happens. Now, this is a system that we developed at University of Georgia Tifton campus. And this is a Red Rover. And Red Rover, it has an embedded system called Jetson TX2. And inside Jetson, it runs Ubuntu, which is based on OpenCV, which is for image processing system. And it uses CUDA to accelerate the processing. And we use stereo camera. This camera is called Z. So with Z, then you can see the field well. Now let us see. This is a disparate map that I'm talking. This one. This is a disparate map of this image. So this there's information of depth. So by using this information provided in this image, we want to investigate how we can detect the rows. Visually, you can see like there's some sort of rows. Even here, it's difficult even to see by using image. Now, let us see the steps that we use to compute this. So there's 8 steps. First, you need to do like camera calibration, and then you need to calculate disparity, and then after that, you apply perspective transform so that to the depth map. And then you determine the solid binary image. That's important because you need to detect the higher canopies or the higher plants that will define you the where is the rows. And then you can run a sliding window section, and then you match the transformed image with the normal image, and then you determine which is the best matching, and then you can determine if it's actually a row or not a row. Now, we could be asking, like, how a stereo camera works. Simply, the stereo camera, it has 2 lenses, and each lens has a certain focal length, F. So, and the object Y is a distance Z from the camera. So, in this lens, the right lens and the left one, they are at distance D apart. So, if you want disparity, actually, it's a difference between the point that you get in first image and second image. In the first image, so it's FD over Z. Perspective transformation of the image. So you transform the image in the right plane, and then you calculate binary image by using the higher points of this one, which this determines now that we using the sliding window, the green, you can determine the higher points, and then you can go on calculating. So let's see, like, if this this is a higher point, and you have like a threshold of 150 or 100 or somewhere which is desirable. Then if you draw a line here, the higher ones you determine as the higher points, and the lower ones you determine as their rows. And then you run sliding window. So sliding window, what it does actually, it goes in each of the top points, and then it stops when there is a lot of those points at the left, and then it stops the other one at the right. And then you run what you call a polynomial fit. With polynomial fit, it means now you determine the distance between this angle and this angle by using Manhattan algorithm, and then you determine which point is close, and then you go like that until you determine this error. So this is a good detection, and actually this the system will tell you this is a good detection of error. Now let us see now how is this detection work. So for a true positive, you can see each row here, you can see each row is clearly seen, and then this is a depth map, and this is a binary map, and then this is the transformed image. Now, if you determine the best path, you see like this is a row and this is a row, and this is a good detection and everything working with that one. So for if it is a bad, if it's not a success, you see like the gray part. So there are some plants here, they are not there, and here there's a plant. So by using detection, which is very accurate in this left, you can use Manhattan distance to determine where is the right one. So if there's some points like this one, the system is going to, it's not sure, but to tell you like probably there is a row here. So this is the conclusion, and the color it will use actually is this gray. Now if there is a bad detection, the system actually will tell you if there is no row like this one. This is a true negative, there is no row, and everything works as you expect it to work. And you see like here the sliding window, it has a shape that is not quite visible. Now with false negative, actually it's detection where there is no row, you detect there is a row. So that's a mistake of the system that it makes. Now, if there is a row, you can see there is some row, but when you look at the sparse map, it's not clear, and you cannot see the rows very clear. So with this, the system algorithm, you see it makes a very big mistake here, and it tells like there is no row, but there is a row there. So that's the mistake it will make. That's very common. So let us look at how the system works. And with this video, I'm interested actually most of the part when there is no row. I expect now the GPS system to take over, and when there is a row, the system will leave it to visual row. So that's how I expect this system to work, because they work together. This is just adding value to RTK, and as it moves, you see like, and I'm interested when the vehicle, the rover, was turning, you see the red part. So there it means the system would just tell like now we're in the row or something. If there's no row, it will just tell the RHK so they work together, and the system can navigate very well. Now let us see the results. Visually, I had three 381 images. So I did like visual investigation by categorizing which one were difficult by using eyes and which one were easy. And then I ran the system how it will detect. And then I found out like the true positive were 283 And then the four positive were just one image, and two negative was 69, and false negative was 28. So the total was 381, as I said. Now I had to calculate this. This one is so sensitive. Now the precision is 99%. Recall is not working. Yeah, it's not working. It's not working at all. Oh,
I'm turning it off.
Are you turning? Okay. Now the recall is 90.1%. And F1 is 95.
You must have it in your presentation to be timed or something.
Okay. Accuracy is 92. Now, this method is a promising method, so it works very good. But I'm envisioning to add some sensors to test because we have LiDAR there, so I'll add, and also to investigate the. To investigate machine learning techniques, and then do artificial illumination, to add the artificial illumination to increase the visualization of the images, and then do more some of the investigation this year. I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated. And you can see, like, I have GitHub, I have Twitter, and I have LinkedIn. I have LinkedIn too. So this week we worked with my three collaborators, my advisors, and I'm thankful for this project. Okay. When Z actually will give you what we call it doesn't give you like an images in image, it gives you like a map that you need to calculate and get the image. Yes. Yeah. It calculates. Yeah, it calculates B. Yeah. I use ROS actually to calculate the images. No. They provide you with a wrapper. Yeah, they provide you with a wrapper, and then what you write, you just write a software to get those images, calculate the depth, and then everything is done like that. Yeah.